Hello, and welcome to Carve and Feel, an emotional mark-making toolkit. You have already done something important. You made a little bit of time for yourself. Thank you for coming. For about the next 20 minutes, my voice will be here with you. We will make marks together on a material, instead of trying to create a perfect piece of art. This practice is designed for many different people and many different bodies. Maybe you do not usually make art. Maybe reading long texts is hard work for you. Maybe you are tired, or your attention feels short today. All of that is completely okay. You are welcome here as you are. At any point, you can pause, rewind, skip ahead, or stop. You can do only part of the practice, or change the order. You are not responsible for doing it right. You are only responsible for taking care of yourself. Before we start, I would like to share three small things this toolkit hopes to do with you. The first aim is to help you turn feelings that are hard to put into words, into marks that you can see or touch. Even a few messy lines or a scratched up patch can be a way of saying to yourself, "I notice you, I see you." The second aim is to move the focus away from "Does this look good?" and toward "What did I move?" We care more about how your hand just worked, where you pressed harder, where you went back again and again, than about what anyone else would think of the final piece. The third aim is to give a short piece of time, where imperfect, confused, and I have no idea what I'm doing, are allowed to be here without being thrown away. If any part of these three aims feels even a little helpful or interesting to you, we can gently begin. Step 1. Choose your way and a gentle safety reminder about 2 minutes first. Notice how you are doing this exercise today. Are you at a table or on a bed? Is someone with you? Are you listening and reading a printed guide, or only listening to my voice? In the next steps, I will often say words like carve, scratch, and press, but you do not have to use any sharp blades at all. I invite you to ask yourself kindly, if I do not use a knife, will it feel safer and more relaxing for me? If your answer is yes, then we simply do not use knives. That is a very good and very wise choice. You can use a blunt pencil, a rounded tool, a key, the end of a chopstick, an embossing tool, or any firm object that is very unlikely to cut your skin. If just thinking about knives makes you feel tense, scared, or shaky, or if knives are unsafe for you for any reason, please drop them from this practice completely. There is absolutely no problem with that. If you are sure you want to use a carving knife, please first make sure you know the basic safe way to use it. The tip of the blade points away from your body, and the fingers of your other hand stay behind the path of the blade, never in front of it. During the whole practice, you are free to switch between a knife and alternative tools. Every time you choose a tool that feels safer or softer, you are not going backwards. You are taking care of yourself. Step 2. Prepare your material and a home for scraps about 3 minutes. Now, we will slowly prepare the things we need. There is no rush. Place in front of you something that can hold marks. This might be a bar of soap, an eraser, a piece of cardboard or gray paper, a piece of foam board, cork, a small wooden board, or any other material you have that can be carved, scratched, or pressed. It does not need to be flat. It does not need to look professional. It only needs to be close enough to reach and safe enough to touch. Next, we will give the scraps a little home. Please find a small plate, a bowl, a little box, or a folded piece of thick paper. Later, if small shavings, crumbs, or powder appear, they can all go into this place. Instead of spreading all over your table, you do not have to worry about making a mess. If you are still adjusting your chair, your wheelchair, your cushions, or moving objects to a better place, That is completely fine. We will keep a bit of time here, so your space can slowly become friendlier to you. Step 3. Look at a reference picture and warm up about 3 minutes. If you have some reference images nearby, you can look at them now if that feels helpful. These pictures come from open license image libraries. They are very simple shapes: clouds, wavy lines, leaves, abstract blocks. They are suggestions, not rules. If you have no idea how to start, that is okay. You might choose the image that feels least scary. Maybe one with fewer lines and a very simple shape. You might also choose just one small part of an image. If today is not a good day for looking at pictures, or if you cannot see them clearly, that is also completely okay. We can begin directly on the material. Now, in one small corner of your material, try a few just testing actions. Carve a few lines. Scratch a little curve. Press one spot a bit deeper or rougher. These marks do not need to be nice or meaningful. They are simply you and the material saying hello to each other. Oh, so this is how you feel. When you have a rough sense of what it feels like to move on this material, we can move on to the next part. Step 4. Gently carve your feelings out, about 8 to 9 minutes. Now we enter the core part of today. Before you continue, take a very honest, gentle look at yourself right now. Perhaps you feel nervous, annoyed, or stressed. Perhaps you feel very tired. Perhaps you feel empty, or you feel nothing at all. All of these are allowed. You do not have to produce a special feeling just for this exercise. Now, with the tool in your hand, begin from a very small area and slowly carve, scratch, or press some marks. You might ask yourself, if my tension were a line, would it be heavy or light? If my tiredness were a patch, would it be dense or thin? You can make the lines heavy or light. You can let many marks crowd together, or you can leave large open spaces. There is no right or wrong here. If you are using an alternative tool, such as a blunt pencil, a stick, you can choose one simple motion and repeat it slowly, moving back and forth along the same line, tapping gently on one place, or circling around a small area several times. For the next few minutes, I will mostly be quiet. You can rest your attention on the feeling in your hand, on the sound of the tool on the material, on the resistance as you move, and on the rhythm of your breathing. If you notice there is an area that pulls your attention, somewhere you want to carve or scratch more, that is welcome. You can follow that wish. If your hand begins to ache or feels weak, or if any part of your body begins to complain, please slow down, stop, or change your position. You are already doing enough. Resting is part of the practice. if you are using a knife. Let us check safety once more together. Is the tip of the blade pointing away from your body? Are the fingers of your other hand behind the cutting path? If even thinking about these questions makes you tense, you are warmly invited to put the knife down now and switch to a blunt tool. Choosing the safer way is not a failure. It is a strong and caring decision. At some point, a thought may suddenly appear, I am ruining this. Or this looks so ugly. When that happens, you do not have to argue with the thought. You might simply say, quietly inside yourself, okay, I hear you for now, I will finish this one small mark. Then bring your attention back to a very simple action. One more line, one more short pause. I will give you a little more time so that you can decide for yourself. Okay, I think this is enough for now. When you feel ready, slowly put your tool down and let your hands move away from the material. Step 5. Gently look at what you have made about 3 minutes. Now, look at the marks in front of you, as if they were made by someone you do not know. You do not need to think good or bad. We are only asking, where are the marks very dense? Where is the surface almost empty? Where are the deepest, strongest cuts? Where are the lightest, faintest touches? If you cannot see clearly, you can use your fingertips or the blunt end of your tool to move very softly over the surface, noticing where it is flat, where it is rough, and where a lot has been scraped away. You can also ask someone you trust to describe the overall shape in one or two simple sentences. For example, here, there is a crowded patch of lines. And here, there is a very quiet, almost empty area. If you like, you can offer one small word to this carving, like a tiny title or a mood. The word might be messy, lighter, tired, okay, confused, strange, a bit funny, or any other word that feels right to you in this moment. You can write this word next to the piece. Write it on a small scrap of paper. Hold it silently in your mind. Or record a few seconds of audio for yourself. There is no standard answer, and no one will come to give you a grade. This is simply you sending one gentle sentence back to the person you were a few minutes ago. Step 6, take care of the scraps. End of ending about 3 minutes next. We will tidy up a little and let this session come to a close. If you worked with soap, an eraser, wood, or any other physical material, you can slowly move the crumbs and shavings on your table into the tray or box you prepared. If this movement is difficult or tiring, you can ask someone you trust to help you gather them. You do not have to do every step alone. Now, you can choose what to do with what is left. One option is to take a photo of the piece and the box of scraps as a record of today. And then, when it is safe and appropriate, wrap the scraps up and throw them away. Another option is to keep the piece and the scraps together. Put them in a box or on a shelf and write today's date somewhere on them so they can wait there until a day when you want to look again. Neither option is better or worse. You can simply choose the one that feels more possible right now. When you are finished, please put any sharp tools away in a safe place where they will not be picked up by accident, such as a closed box, a drawer, or a higher shelf. If you only used blunt tools, like pencils, keys, or chopsticks, you can put them back where they belong, and then give your body a tiny stretch. Roll your shoulders, shake out your hands, or gently move your neck. Before we end, I invite you to check in with yourself one more time. Compared with the moment when you pressed play, has your breathing changed, even a little? Has your mood shifted at all? Does your body feel exactly the same or slightly different? No matter how much you carve today, and no matter whether you like what you see or not, these marks are real. They happened. They were seen or touched by you. You are welcome to return to carve and feel on another day, or to share it with someone who might also need a small piece of time to carve and feel. Thank you for giving yourself these minutes.